What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it. What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back, on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
CJ Moore, longtime journalist, currently with The Athletic, where he covers college basketball. You were in Atlanta the other night for the Champions Classic. CJ, welcome.
Man, long time makes me feel like I must be getting old.
Well, I'm not must be getting old anymore, so those days are behind me. Be happy for them while you have them, okay?
Yeah, how's it going?
Going good. So you were, as we said, you were in Atlanta. Great nightcap between Kentucky and Duke. I could watch that every night. Not so much in the opening game. Neither team really played very well, and I think the growing sentiment was, while we know KU's really good, we don't know that about Michigan State anymore. What's it take to get this field changed up, maybe?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be anytime soon, because I think they just re-signed through 28, I believe, and you know, I think the whole thing was Michigan State's idea to begin with, so I would assume you'd have to get the other three teams on board to boot them out, or maybe it's just an ESPN decision. But I don't see it happening, but I'm with you that, you know, Michigan State about 4 years ago was still pretty good. The last few years have been okay, but it would be more fun if we could get like a Connecticut or, you know, a team that's done really well the past few years in there. Just because Michigan State, that game has always been like the first one each week or each season now. Like whoever's playing Michigan State plays in the first one, and then you get the game everybody wants to see in the second one.
I don't want this to be a leading question because you might have, you know, 30 examples, but I'm just curious, in today's college sports and college basketball environment, what does the average fan, do you think, get into? They never really know where anybody's playing. The biggest stars are usually freshmen that come and go after a year. There are teams that have been pretty consistent at the top, but what do you think is the draw for that average college basketball fan these days?
Well, it's probably still the big brands and the coaches that they know. You know, the coaches are the stars in college basketball, even though the players are starting to get paid significantly. And you know, some of them are, you know, you'll have a few guys that come through and are recognizable, and people want to see, like, a Cooper Flagg. I think people were very curious to see what he was because he's been so hyped. But I think the coaches are the stars, and the name brands are still something people will tune in and watch. But the constant move of players has definitely probably hurt in terms of the average fan wanting to, you know, oh, I know that guy, he's been at that school forever. You don't see a ton of that anymore.
CJ Moore, our guest, we're talking, got a lot to catch up on. It's been a little bit since we talked to CJ, but college basketball is back, and hopefully we'll have him on periodically throughout the season. So you speak of that, and you talk about the coaches, and certainly Tony Bennett was a brand at Virginia. He decided very shortly before the season started that he was going to step aside. By all accounts, he had grown weary of the current state of college basketball as it pertains to transfer portal and NIL and all those changes. How many coaches currently in the game would pat him on the shoulder and say, man, I get it?
Quite a few. I mean, I've talked to several since that, you know, we'll ask, was that it? Was it the NIL? Was it all that? And you know, say, yeah, it probably was. And, you know, they say they get it, but I think a lot of them still love the job. Still, you know, it's still a really, really coaching college basketball is still a pretty good way to make a living. But I do think there are frustrations across the sport from coaches, not in that guys are getting paid, but just really the player movement has created a lot of headaches. And I think that the NCAA would be well served in maybe getting a few more coaches in the door when they have meetings, when they make decisions on things, and letting them have a little bit more say. Because a lot of them, even the guys that are Hall of Famers, will tell you they don't feel like they have as much pull as they'd like.
Wanted to ask you about Wichita State, and they've beaten two teams that get to NCAA tournaments fairly regularly in Western Kentucky and Montana State. Not sure how impactful those wins will be later on in the season, but to you, over the first two games, has Wichita State begun to prove what they can be this year?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I haven't had a chance to watch them yet. I'm planning to go to the game in Kansas City against St. Louis here in a couple of weeks. But I haven't got eyes on them yet. But, you know, I know Western Kentucky has been a pretty good team for, you know, is usually relevant. And they've got a first-year coach. And, you know, their second game, they lost a close one to Grand Canyon, who I think Grand Canyon is one of the best mid-major teams this year. They're still without Ty and Grant Foster, who, you know, people around Kansas know because he played at KU for a year. But they're still without him, so he's their star. And but they're still a pretty good team. I know they played Baylor pretty close in the secret scrimmage. So I think the fact that, you know, to be able to go on the road and win at Western Kentucky was a statement, but it's still really, really early. I don't want to go too far after two games.
Fair enough.
CJ Moore with us from The Athletic. So let's talk about the Big 12 and KU and K-State, but first a general question about the Big 12. Is it going to be as knockdown, drag-out as it looks like it's going to be? Currently, the 16 teams in the Big 12 have played 42 games. They've won 39 of them, and a couple of those losses were high-profile losses. Baylor lost to Gonzaga. Houston lost to Auburn. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this shakes out.
Yeah. So you got two of the three losses are to Gonzaga and the other one to Auburn, who, you know, I have those two as top five teams in my rankings. So I think the league's going to be really, really good. It's deep. The middle is pretty strong again. I thought last year that the top wasn't actually, I thought Houston was good and like a national title contender when healthy. But usually you have two or three teams in the Big 12 that you think have a chance to make a Final Four. I didn't think the top was as strong last year in the league. I thought it was actually kind of a little bit down. The depth was still good, but I thought it was a little down at the top. I think this year that's different. Houston looks awesome. Arizona looks really good. Hadn't played anybody yet, but plays Wisconsin tomorrow, so we'll get to see. You know, KU's off to a pretty good start. Iowa State hadn't played anybody, but you know, they got most of their leading scorers back. Texas Tech is looking like one of the best offenses in the country. Again, hasn't played anybody, but Cincinnati, those two teams I think could be really good. Baylor's good, and then BYU has maybe the best freshman in the country. And I say that while having watched Cooper Flagg as well. I think this kid, Igor Dimon, is right there with him. He's a Russian kid that they got, 6'9" point guard who is just awesome. I encourage people to watch him play. He's really, really fun to watch. So I do think the league is better than last year. And it, you know, all those teams I named, I would expect to make the NCAA tournament and be pretty tough to win at their place.
CJ Moore with us. Let's get to KU. Yeah, here and then maybe K-State. KU has already got wins over North Carolina, Michigan State. They have Duke coming up on the 26th of this month. They play Creighton. They play North Carolina State. Why did he load up? Now, he's played a good schedule in the past. But why do you think Bill Self loaded up this year?
I think it's just kind of the, I mean, they had to return one to Creighton, so it ended up being this year. You know, the Duke game, I think anytime he can play a brand like that, he will. So I don't know that it was intentional and like really, really loading it up in this particular season. But, you know, I don't think Bill's ever scared to play a good schedule. You know, he knows his team's going to be an NCAA tournament team. It's a lot of times those schools that are kind of feel like they're on the bubble even going into the year that want to, you know, beef up their win-loss record before they get to conference. So he's never afraid to play anybody, and I think some of it is just circumstantial. And like NC State, while they're coming off a Final Four, like that's not a very good team.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about Bill Self and, you know, never really has a ton of depth or never really maybe even wants to. Pretty comfortable playing six or seven guys. Do you think eight is the number this year? That's kind of been what he's going to been going to early on. Do you think that gets trimmed or do you think maybe even some other players begin to work their way into that mix?
I think Shaquille Moore, the transfer from Mississippi State, who's been hurt, he will be in the rotation. I'm pretty confident. Bill says he's his best defender. He likes him a lot. I think he'll be part of the rotation once he gets back. Now, does that cut into Diggy Coit's minutes? Probably. Does he get pushed out of the rotation? I don't know. Maybe. But once Moore gets back, I think that'll push it to nine, at least for the time being. Like, you know, Shaquille Moore is going to play in big games.
CJ, we always appreciate your time talking college hoops. We'll get back with you in a couple weeks and then get some updates, okay?
I hope I'll have watched soccer by then. Appreciate you guys.
No worries.
We put you on the spot. That we're known to do that.
Right.
That's the way it goes. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.